Everybody can go where you're going. And the hardest part is realizing that some of them have been with you forever.
Microphone check. This one might sound nice. Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Dam, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, don't even worry about it. I got you. It's About Damn Time, the podcast about self-discovery. It is my self-journey. Hey, I'm on the road to building a better me, and hopefully through my conversations and revelations, you too can build a better you, because we're in this, what? Together. That's right. Together. Yeah, we are in this together. Look, it's about damn time that we sit there and talk about growth, and we got to talk about growth in a different way than I have been, because I personally have been thinking about growth differently for a little while now, and I think something that happened to me, well, it technically happened to my sister, but it inspired me to really, really kind of open up about this. You see, think of yourself like a beautiful flower. Now, of course the flower wants to grow. Of course, that's what flowers do. But you got to have the right soil, the right environment, sunlight. Conditions have to be right in order for you to really grow. And you can't just be focused on just your growth. You got to be focused on everything around you. And I think that's kind of where we falter. So why am I talking about all this and environment and stuff? Okay. It started from last week. My sister called me frustrated. Somebody who she was close with was calling her and saying, hey, I need your help. To get out of a situation that she finds herself in over and over again. My sister was kind of frustrated about it. She was voicing her concerns. I sat there and listened as I was eating my ramen, because she called me during dinner time. But it's my sister, I had her. And I said, hey, have you noticed your journey in the last 6 months? Have you noticed how you've changed? Do you feel like you're the same person you've been in the last 6 months? And she thought about it for a second. She was like, no, no. I was like, because you're growing as an individual. The issue is that currently the people that are close to you, they're in your life, they may not be in the same mindset. And when they are used to you being in one mindset and you have changed to a different mindset, not even consciously, they're almost like pulling you down. And I'm not saying that they're doing this on purpose, but they're just used to you being a certain way. And this is the way that they are. And maybe they hadn't did the inner work. Maybe they hadn't sit there and refocus their energies elsewhere. So they're expecting the same you, but you're different. This is where you have to make that realization that everybody can't go where you're going. And I think she was receptive of that. And, you know, of course she has, you know, work to do there, because people who you've been rocking with your entire life, how do you separate from that? And we'll kind of, you know, unpack that in a little while. But it just got me to really thinking. It got me to thinking about my past and the times that I had to separate myself from others, because I was on a different growth path. And that shit is not easy. It's not the easiest fucking thing to do. A perfect example of that is back then when I was recording with the guys from the Vex Intellects. You see, this is not my first podcast. It's about them time, but actually my third podcast. And plus I've been on others since It's About Damn Time. But before It's About Damn Time and me going solo per se, I recorded episodes with 300 individuals, and we call ourselves the Vexed Intellects. And I think we were successful in a lot of ways. But I also think that we were not ready to go to the next level in other ways. And right around the time, probably right around 2020, I started thinking, okay, it's time for me to start working on my own podcast. And you know, a lot of that was because of COVID, how I was feeling at the time, the way people were dying, life is short. Hey, let's get it. You know, because I was scared. And I was scared. And I expressed it a lot to people. I kept saying it was coming, but it wasn't coming because I didn't know how to get out of my own way. Once I changed that mindset, right, that okay, I am locked in to making sure that it's about damn time comes out. I mentioned to the guys, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm about to work on my own podcast too. They were like, okay. I think they saw me as an asset to our podcast, but I don't think they thought it was going to be all that good. And, you know, I don't know. I can't speak for them. Certainly didn't think it was going to be award winning. Yeah, I had to do that one. I'm sorry. Anyway, as I worked on the podcast and everything, I went ahead and put it out. I think the first week or two, they kind of checked it and was like, okay. And then that was it. We never really talked about my podcast, and I didn't bring it up. But during the time frame, I also doing the research for my own podcast. I wanted to expand. I wanted to grow. I wanted to be better at producing. I wanted to be better at presenting the content. I wanted to be smoother with my words. You think I stumble now? But I was really stumbling. So I'm so fucking nervous about making a mistake. And finally, you know, it got to a point where I was doing classes and different programs and everything. And some of that stuff conflicted with the time we were recording. And I wouldn't say that my stuff broke us up, but I think ultimately, I think everybody was kind of focused on different things. And Vexed felt like it took a backseat. But in my perspective, my co-host wasn't ready to grow the way I was ready to grow. And again, different interests. Some want to do acting. Some want to sit there and open up, you know, having little tenants and have different, you know, own property. Some want to do their own podcast and other things, other entertainment things. But for me, every time we came to the point where we talked about growing, hey, let's put this ad out. Let's have a business meeting to talk about how we're going to grow for the next year. Let's come up with content. Hey, can we post the episode? Like, it felt like more so that it was a boys' night out to drink and have fun. We record some stuff for like maybe about an hour and a half, then drink, smoke cigars, which I drink and smoke cigars. So I was mostly focused on the content. And then they're like, here you go, Jared. Edit it and put it out. I think at one point I just realized, I'm like, I can't take them with me. They don't want this. It was okay. I wish them well. I still wish them well. But that's what the conversation with my sister looked like to me. It reminded me of that. And I started thinking about other examples of times where I had family members that I want us to work on this project together, and they couldn't get out of their own way, and they couldn't think past the limitations of what was going on in their mind at that given time frame. And sometimes you hit your head on that. Sometimes you just have to figure out how to move without them. I've seen the pattern so much, even emotionally, physically, I might be trying to do some stuff on a whole freaky level. Maybe you're not there, you know, or maybe you're trying to do something a little freakier than me, emotionally. Maybe I want to take our relationship to the next stage. I want us to be a little bit more, you know, intimate emotionally, and you have your guard up. Physically, even with working out, you know, yeah, I'm not doing that, Jared. And I'm like, well, hey, we can do it together. Yeah, I'm not doing that. And I have to do it for my mental and the fact that I got diabetes. So there's not a lot of leeway for me. If I don't do it, I'm inflamed and I'm in bed and I want to kill myself. Certain things I just don't have options to do. And even with the podcast stuff, I can't just let it linger and just stop. Sometimes I want to, sometimes I want to quit. Sometimes I want to give up, but I can't. It's a part of me. I had to literally cut people out that was not wanting to progress. I have people that were in my life that just wanted to talk about nostalgia. The cartoons that we watched when we were younger, the video games we played, the stories from adolescents and teenagers and high school. But we don't talk about our growth. We don't talk about our dreams or desires. We don't talk about where we're heading in life. I personally can't live like that. And I think for like the longest time, I have watered relationships that I overgrew a long time beforehand. I literally felt bad that we wasn't on the same page. So I would just not allow myself to shine. Or just lower myself just to make it work. If I really think about the times, all the times that I did that, it almost makes me angry. I mean, because think about it. I'm not just doing this with one person. I might be doing this with 6, 8, 10, 12 people. And because I'm doing that, the level on which I am trying to reach, I'm being stunted on my own. I had to come to a realization that everybody can't come with you. And that's okay. It's okay that everyone can't come with you. Leave them where they are. And I've always been a person that when you're making changes in your life, you don't necessarily have to make announcements. Just move in silence. Let them see what you're doing. And I know having a podcast where you talk about yourself, trying to be better, 1% better every day, is not necessarily moving in silence, but you don't understand some of the stuff that be going on in his head. Some of the stuff that I don't talk about, that I have to work through before I even get to this mic. It took me 2 hours to get my mind ready to talk on camera and talk on a microphone right now to myself. You got to leave them because you're stunning yourself. It's the number one thing that I say all the time. It's what gets in your way is you. It's yourself. It's your mindset. Your competition is you. You have to find a way to break through your thinking, whether it's based upon your history, whether it's based upon you have a limited perspective on things. You need to broaden your horizon. But the second thing impedes your progress and growth the most is the people around you. Because everybody is not built like you're built. If you're a creative and you have friends that are not the content creators or the creators or the podcasters or the artists or the directors or the actors or anything else like that, the painters, the poets, if you have people that don't get it, there's no way you're going to explain it to them. Perfect example. I used to have this friend that I absolutely fucking adored. Like in my mind, she could do no wrong. I thought she was amazing. one of the most talented people I ever met in my life to this day. But our mindset to this day is still the same mindset. She would tell me about these big dreams and goals of what she wanted to do with her life. And then immediately shit on it. Now, don't get me wrong. I shit on myself a lot. But she had me beat. She would do things so effortless, but she would shit on them. And then if I talked to her about my dreams, I was like, why are you doing that? That's not going to work. Like, she would literally, and it wasn't that she was trying to be mean. She was literally putting her fears out there and placing them on me. And because I valued her so fucking much, because I loved her so fucking much, I took those in. I carried them. I'm like, why? I can't do this. I can't be a podcaster. I can't be a blogger. I can't do these things. I can't make any money doing this. I should just get a regular job. And then one day I had to hit the realization. I'm like, I can't keep telling her about my dreams anymore. I need people in my life that see the path. Because the path I'm walking, I must walk alone. Sorry. Big girls don't cry about shit. I'm not going to apologize for it. But I need people that see that path and be like, yo, I get it. They may not be doing the same thing as me, but the encouragement is there, right? Because what they're doing is a path that they got to walk alone. And they got people that's been in their life forever. You got to have people that have that same mentality because life is hard. And that shit and that dream that you have, that shit is going to get rough. But if you ain't got the right people in your life, when the times get rough, you're going to sit down somewhere. You're going to say, you know, maybe I ain't good enough. Maybe I'll drop it. And you'll put it down. For months, for years, for decades. I want people to speak in rooms that I'm not in to talk about how good I am. Shout out to Dominic, man. The time is recording. He has sent me a message. It's like, hey, click this link. Go to interviews. I want you to see if you see something look familiar. This thing that I don't even know about, that was talk about, you know, podcasts and podcasters for 2025 that have a impact. Didn't know anything about this shit. And here I see my logo with my face like this, talking about it's about damn time and what I talk about for mental health and saying that men don't have to always feel like they have to inherently be strong and a guy that to this date has won 42 podcast awards called me one of the most underrated podcasters in our industry. Woo! That shit means something to me. That's the people you need in your life. That's the people that can go with you. The people that's riding like that, not the people that's holding on to a version of you from 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. You're not the same person. And if you have to keep reverting back to a different person in order to connect with a person that you've been rocking with, that relationship you have now outgrown. I don't know how else to put it. So, what do you do in that sense? Do you make a big announcement? Do you have a breakup? Do you say, hey, this is over with? No. You don't have to do all that. I don't, you just don't have to do that. You just move differently. Maybe they don't water that flower as much as you've been watering for the last 20 years. Shift your focus to working on you and what makes you happy. If they're there for it, Mazel tov. If they're not there for it, I see you on down the road. It didn't have to be a big deal. It don't have to be a big public breakup. But you got to start putting yourself forward. This version of you, you feel the difference. Think about it. Just sit there. Listen to my voice. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice. You feel the difference, right? You feel the growth. Think about you a year ago versus you right now. You're not the same person. You know you're not. So why are we pretending? For other people? For loyalty? For shits and giggles? To relive the past? You got your memories and photos. You got videos. Rewatch them. But you can't live in 2026 like you were living back in 2010. It's not you anymore. So I feel like right now in this moment, it's about damn time that you stop confusing history with destiny. It's about damn time that you stop shrinking yourself to make other people comfortable. It's about damn time that you accept that growth costs access. You can't let these people in when you're trying to do something different. And it's hurtful. It ain't gonna be easy. Like, I'm not about to sugarcoat it at all. That shit hard as fuck. The people who I've mentioned in this episode, I still mourn the loss of what we had. They still around. Some of them I still talk to, but I mourn the loss of what we had previously. But I'm different now. That Jared no longer exists. So your damn challenge this week. Identify one relationship that you're holding on to. You're holding on to it out of loyalty, not out of alignment. I don't even want you to cut it off. I don't even want you to cut it off, because if you cut that might be too hard right now. I want you to simply observe the amount of energy it takes out of you. Observe how it quells your momentum in the things that you're trying to do in life. Observe the energy level that you had before that interaction and what you have after that interaction, and how you quickly want to go to bed or be left alone or participate in devices that's going to calm your stress but not necessarily move you forward. Drinking, drugs, sex, whatever. Everybody can't go with you, right? And that don't make you heartless. It makes you a person that is growing. It makes you a person that is expanding their horizons. It makes you a person that is being 1% better every damn day. That's all I got for you this week. Hey, just sit there and think about it. Tell me. You wanna talk about it some more? Hey, I'm here. I have social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Threads. Let's talk about it. It's about damn time. And just if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend. We trying to grow, baby. So until next time, I will see you next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.